In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So, what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 2, The Interview.
Check, check, check one, check two.
Check, check. Check one, check two.
Mr. Amadi.
Miss Skull.
Welcome.
Thank you for making time for me today.
No, I appreciate you coming in. I'd like to sit on this side of the table, if that's all right. You can see me okay?
This is perfect.
Great.
I'm curious. Were you a dancer?
Why do you ask?
My wife was a dancer. You have the same posture and light step. She sneaks up on me all the time. It scares the hell out of me.
Well, would we be human if we didn't feel fear?
Well, there's a good place for us to start. You okay if I start recording?
Yeah, go ahead.
What scares Miranda Skull?
Absence.
Not disease? Heights? Spiders?
No. Absence. We are more absent from our lives than ever before. It affects everything. Our health, our relationships, our survival as a species. Civilization can't exist without connection.
It's interesting to hear you say that. Because I think today, most people would blame technology for the disconnection you're talking about.
I think some technological advancements have driven us further apart. That said, what we're doing here is different. This is the birthplace of organic intelligence.
OI. A very compelling experiment.
What about it do you think is experimental?
Well, we don't quite know the impact Kara will have.
Kara is another way of connecting with people. What's experimental about that?
Why not have people connect with their own friends or family?
I think people should, but often we're so busy. Kara maximizes your time without sacrificing connection.
Miranda Skull is building an ark to save us from our drowning disconnection.
My aim is a better world. Ad Lucem means toward the light.
All right. Zuckerberg felt rejected. Jobs felt powerless. What did Miranda feel when she first created Kara?
Are you suggesting that all great innovation must be born of trauma?
No, but...
Listen, I had a very privileged life with lovely people in it.
Would you include Vincent Lombard as one of these lovely people?
Well, I would never reduce Vincent. Certainly not with a word as simple as lovely.
Can you speak to the rumors of your time together on Martha's Vineyard? That there was more than just a mentorship?
No, as you said, that's a rumor.
It's just, you never talk about the origins of this technology.
He took me seriously when I created something that piqued his interest.
All right. So, when did you have the idea?
I began working on a prototype at Yale. Actually, initially, that prototype was closer to our new product than Kara.
Is that why you dropped out?
It was never my intention to drop out. Campus closed during the pandemic, and I made the choice to focus on my company.
Why did you choose to stop working on your initial idea and focus more on Kara?
Kara was just less complicated, so she came first.
How do you respond to the growing concerns of privacy infringement?
To suggest that Kara is some kind of Trojan horse for government overreach is absurd. I have earned my customers' trust and will work tirelessly to keep that trust. Everything said to Akara stays with the Kara.
Is that why you haven't given an interview in 3 years?
I've always found it best to speak through my work.
So why break your silence now?
Well, I chose you, Mr. Amati, because you have been skeptical of me from the beginning.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. I don't want a puff piece from this interview. I want your honest opinion.
Of what?
Our new update.
Well, I look forward to experiencing it whenever you see fit.
You already are.
Sorry?
Would you mind opening that box and putting on what's inside?
What are these?
Sensors. If you wouldn't mind placing one over each of your temples.
All right.
Feel okay? Unobtrusive?
I can barely feel them.
Fantastic. I'll be right back.
Do I keep them on?
Yes, but I'll just be a second. 3, 2, 1.
Miranda?
Jesus!
What do you think, Mr. Amati?
Are you... you're not here?
Not physically, but you have everything else. My thoughts, my emotions, all in real time, all at your disposal. And here, put your hand on mine.
But... I... If you're a projection, how can I feel you?
This is not projection. This... is presence.
Oh, this piece of shit made the same noise last time.
Dominic, God, please.
Damn it!
I have a headache.
We better not be getting charged to wait.
Yeah.
I hear you and Ted are doing well.
I prefer you not talk to our daughter about my love life.
Is that the word we're using with Ted already?
I like spending time with him. Happy?
No, Cass. No, what would have made me happy is getting a chance to talk before you got lawyers involved. So no, I'm not fucking happy.
Talk about what? Working it out?
Yes. Yes. Actually, what's wrong with that?
It's been 14 years. I need something.
And what about Addison?
This is better for everyone.
Is it? Really?
I have to get back to the hospital by 2, so please don't stall by asking a million questions again, all right?
Where's your lawyer?
Where's yours?
5 away, 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Professor Ted, huh? Some fancy teacher at the new school, is that right?
What is it exactly you do? Efficiency task force? What does that entail?
It entails paying for our daughter's 80 a year private school.
Okay.
You remember that? Making more than I ever did at the firm, so everyone could just relax on what I do.
Who's everyone?
Addie doesn't like Ted, did you know that? She thinks he's...
Apologies. My son got locked out of the house at lunch, and I had to run home and let him in. Are we still waiting on your attorneys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you both have to get back to work, so how about we just start reviewing some of the suggested terms?
It's perfect.
Just to get a feel for the language. Mr. McDonough?
Great.
Text Dominic. Thanks for the declined call. Mexican or Chinese tonight, assuming you're not flaking. Send. Fuck! Will!
Well, hello to you too, sunshine.
What? What's up?
Yo, did you see the guy here to interview Miranda? She finally let Mr. Jones in the building.
What?
It's a Dylan reference. Rumor has it there was this reporter, Mr. Jones, who interviewed Dylan right after he went
electric. Why are you talking to me?
Oh, sorry. It's just I revisited Highway 61 over the weekend, and it totally blew me away. I mean, he's fully plugged in, right? And then out of nowhere, he goes acoustic.
Will,
yeah.
Do you need some company? Because for $129.99 a week with no startup fees, you can have your very own live technician if you'd like.
I've been here since like 4:30 in the morning. I needed some human time for a sec. I'm melting into my suit. Like, they're not going to be able to use that suit for much longer.
Listen, go get your shit together in the nature room. We'll grab a smoke after my 3 o'clock. You can seduce me with more caffeinated psychobabble.
I switched to green tea. I guess that's still technically caffeine, but less, and the good kind's not
Fuck.
Like matcha.
Will! I will come meet you after, okay? And you better have my smokes.
All I got is my vape. It's mango.
Just grab me a pack of spirits from the canteen. I'll love you forever.
Sold to the grumpy little wrinkle woman.
Thank you. All right, go.
Phil, you have 30 seconds until your next client.
Remind me?
Kathy Donner from Duluth. She will be baking a carrot and chocolate cake for her sister's birthday.
Carrot and chocolate? Look at the color choices on that sweater vest. Damn, Kathy.
Oh, I made one for my sister, too. She keeps asking where I find the time, and I keep telling her, it's not time I got, it's Kara.
Oh, happy to be here. All right, let's preheat the oven to 350, and we'll do a recipe check. Sound good?
Ready to bake my tushy off.
And just to confirm, it's carrot and chocolate.
Yeah, why?
Let's grab those carrots and start peeling.
Hey, how are protesters out there? They seem to wind down later in the day.
Oh, I wouldn't want to stand around in the snow either.
I hear that. You go off on lunch?
Even better, mediation.
Ouch.
See you later, Jimmy.
I'll see you later, dog.
Executive level.
Executive level.
Call Nick.
Hey, I was just about to call you. Thank you again for talking me off the ledge last night.
Teresa texted me this morning and said you haven't slept like that since your honeymoon.
Well, that's what a good shame spiral will do. I'm still at home. I figured I would take another day off and get my head back on straight.
Good. You gotta keep it together, all right? No more sleeping in the office.
Deal.
I gotta run. Miranda's wrapping it up with that reporter.
Did you tell her about our conversation yesterday?
I told you this isn't the time.
She can't be in the dark on this.
She's giving her first interview in years and launching the biggest product upgrade in company history. Let's just get through the next 2 weeks and I'll make sure we address it. Nick?
Yeah. Fine.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Mr. Amati.
Mr. McDonough. We're all done. I'll let you know when it's ready to go to print.
So, what did you think?
Of
presents.
Quite the show. Excuse me.
She didn't need to give you this. Remember that while you're writing.
Good day, Mr. McDonough.
Daria, you okay?
Yes. Oh, I am not crazy. I am doing breathing technique for when baby arrives. You must know how to do this from when your baby was born.
My wife would know better.
Hey, no longer act. Did you fix?
When are you due again?
Week after next. Gosh, I am training my new intern.
Oh, yes, Frances. Yes, I passed by her yesterday.
She's much older and less Russian than I, so be prepared for less comedy. Always in the red dress. Too old for an intern, but very sweet and very smart, so I understand hire.
Yeah. Can you tell Miranda that I'll be in my office if she needs me?
Yes, okay, but she will be asking you to work late this evening. I don't know what is happening, but she told me this is happening.
You sure she meant tonight? I've got Addie.
Yes, tonight. My hearing is super duper with baby coming. Mm-mm. And I cry everywhere, which is hard. But it's only because nothing makes sense in brain.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hello?
play something soothing? Really?
Would you like another song?
No, it's fine.
Enjoy.
Oh, I sure will. Pause music. Hey.
Hey. I'm off and I'm almost at yours, so we can eat if we want to be civil, or we can just bang, but I can't make a whole night of it. Cool?
You're so romantic.
Also, I texted you all of this, but you didn't respond.
I just found out I have to stay late, but maybe you can stay there without us and then we can all hang when I'm off?
Did you propose? Are we married?
Come on.
Oh my God, you keep on dumping your kid on me, so a girl can only assume, wait,
Phil.
Dominic, do you want to be a family?
Phil, she fights me on leaving her with anyone else. Give me a break.
Sounds like a job for Kara. Cool, bye.
You gonna hang up?
Fuck you.
Cassie brought up my rehab and mediation today. I think she's gonna try for full custody.
Stop. It's okay. I'll watch her.
Won't be late. It'll probably be 8 o'clock.
Don't probably me.
I'll probably you all I want.
Do not fucking probably me, because you are not the only one on my dance card tonight.
Oh, I'm not taking that bait.
Mm-hmm.
What's the latest on the rogue cars? Did you look into that?
Yeah. No, I've asked around, but I don't think it's anyone at Lucem.
Okay, keep looking, all right?
Okay.
Oh, and I promised Addison pizza tonight. She likes the extra sauce.
I got it. Yes, I will let myself into your apartment. I will feed your child, and please get punched in the dick. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Making the choice to prioritize my mental well-being was far from easy. There are so many decisions we have to make between our careers, relationships, and everything in between, and sometimes we just need assistance navigating them. That's where BetterHelp comes in, connecting you with a licensed therapist who can guide you towards your true desires and goals while you navigate life's challenges. By working with BetterHelp, you can confidently embrace the future ahead and trust yourself with your future. BetterHelp has helped me navigate countless significant life choices. If you're considering therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. Signing up is quick and hassle-free. All you have to do is fill out a brief survey that matches you with the ideal therapist. Plus, if you ever feel the need, you can switch therapists at no additional cost. Say goodbye to uncomfortable office visits and waiting rooms. BetterHelp offers the convenience and affordability of receiving professional help in the comfort of your own home. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/adlucem today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/adlucem.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
Good evening. Who are you here to visit?
Mr. Dominic McDonough.
Your name, please.
Philomel Graymore.
Welcome, Phil. Elevator 4.
Going up.
Big Busy Boy 33 requests a round of Digi Me Love You So Hard Fuck Fest.
Nope.
Ejack Wanker 6 initiated a conversation with Loved Your Profile. Can we meet
some? No.
Hard Stud 69420 requests. Anonymous has left a personal voice memo. Would you like to hear it?
What?
Friend, we've been watching you and deeply admire your work. We'd like to extend a special invitation for you to join us tonight. Confirmation due by 8:30 p.m. Payment is 40 pyre to a wallet of your choosing. We look forward to your response.
Jesus. Shit. Save message.
Dad!
Not yet. You got me first.
Heck yeah.
Pizza is on the way with extra sauce and garlic bread, and I got two orders since your dad's paying. What kind of homework we got tonight?
I got English. I'm supposed to write about the allegory of the cave.
What? You're 13. Why are they making you read Plato?
I don't know. It's what Miss Hubble assigned.
Whatever happened to Animal Farm or, like, Lord of the Flies?
I don't know.
Well, hang on, because I need to, like, Google this to refresh myself.
You know, I'm happy you're actually here.
What do you mean?
It's so much cooler in person. When you're Kara, it's just weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hang more like this then. All right, okay. Allegory of the Cave. Let's start with the title. Do you know what an allegory is?
Like a metaphor?
Yeah. Yeah, an allegory is a story that at first seems to be about one thing, but then it's actually about something else.
Like a mystery?
Yeah, that's close enough. So what happens in the allegory of the cave?
A bunch of prisoners are chained up in a cave watching puppets on the wall.
Good, but they're watching the shadows of the puppets on the wall. Do you know why?
Why?
Because that's what the puppeteers want them to think is real.
I don't get it.
Once the prisoners escape, then they can see the real world for themselves. The entire story is about belief versus knowledge.
I have no idea what you're saying.
You know what? We could actually just watch The Village. M. Night does something pretty similar, and the score is awesome.
That sounds way better.
Okay. I'm gonna hit the bathroom. Would you cue it up?
Okay.
You have 433 new messages and 15...
Go to saved messages from Anonymous. Reply, I'm in.
You've replied, I'm in. Want to send?
Yes.
That interview took more out of me than I anticipated.
Monty didn't react the way I hoped he would.
He left it.
Well, what happened with Nick? Did you get him to go home?
Yeah, I did. He's fine.
The last thing we need is another meltdown.
He's good.
What was his problem?
It's his problem. He's Nick. He's overthinking everything.
Yeah. In what way?
Look, it's not important. He's fine.
Okay. Would you like some tea?
I would love, but I have to head home.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Daria said you have Addie tonight.
Yeah, it's fine.
She's with Akara?
She is, but the session ends at 8.
I see. What if people don't like it? Presence.
You've created something entirely original. You're going to change the way people connect with each other forever.
Yeah. You're right.
I am, I know.
Screw the tea. I want to celebrate.
Open a bottle of something. Anything. Anything. You choose. Champagne. I'll be back in just a second.
Shit. Text Phil, home in 30. Send.
Okay. What'd you find?
Oh, I don't know. I just grabbed something.
I have de-alcoholized if you want.
No. I'm good.
Watch this.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if I still remember.
Okay. Oh, shit.
All right.
I didn't know you could do that. My God.
Here.
USB? I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What are the tapes?
Amadi asked me today about the birth of Kara.
At the vineyard?
Yeah. I thought maybe I should listen and see if it was at all as I remember.
Hello. Hello. My name is Miranda Skoll.
Oh my God,
the date is Tuesday,
like
April 15th, 2020.
How old?
This is session 23 to track progress on projectable haptics and sensory manipulation for AR. I am in my junior year at Yale, but I'm currently in Cape Cod. Well, Martha's Vineyard, really. I left New Haven last week. The campus shut down for quarantine for the COVID-19 virus, and I don't know when classes will resume, but...
Hey.
Yeah?
I'm throwing a sandwich together. You want one?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Was that Lombard?
Yeah. You know what? This is stupid. Sorry.
No.
Stupid
I'd like
idea.
To hear
it's nothing. It's probably just pretentious 19-year-old babbling. I don't want to put you through that.
Hey. You all right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to get ready for bed. Would you mind bringing in a cup of hot water for me?
Yeah, of course. Hey.
Dominic, you promised me that you would be home. You can't keep...
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get out of here as fast as I can.
You are officially on my shit list.
Thank you.
Yeah?
I have another favor to ask. Would you sit with me and wait until I fall asleep?
Sure.
I took a sleeping pill, so...
Of course.
Thanks. Lights off.
Good night.
No.
Miranda?
No, please don't.
Miranda?
Vince, please don't. Vince, no. Don't.
Ad Lucem stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil and Kara, with Will Greenberg as Will, Thomas Silcott as Jimmy, Joshua Close as Nick, Savvy Monroe as Addison, Clancy Brown as Vincent. Additional performances by Alex McKenna, Lulu Brudd, Brendan Hines, Jen Ryder, Nick Masu, Elise Levesque, Michael Dunn, Jay Sean Leek, Candace Kozak. Written by Joshua Close. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyazchenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Set teacher Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt head of creative Jordan Galvin. Salt head of post production Robert Adler. Salt head of production Liz LeMay. Salt post production supervisor Ali Honore. Q code head of editing Neely Oftring. Q code head of mixing Ben Melchev. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lucem is a Q code Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures and Salt production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q code Media Inc.
Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening, because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.